So with further ado, I'm going to go ahead and let Sharon come up and speak to you guys this morning. Again, she is the author of Create Your Own Reality. Outside of, she's got many, many other books. She's with Elise Lee, which she will tell you all about. And I'll turn it over
thank
to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Is that the best you can do?
Good morning.
So isn't it what you bring to the table, what you get back? Right? All of you are aware of the secret, the brand new secret, just was released last night.
Yeah,
brand new, just last night. And it is how you show up every day and what you put out there. So how many of you think we're going through a really tough time economically? So how many of you have changed your lifestyle in the last year?
For the better.
For the better? Better? Same?
Definitely better.
Better? So, how is it that we have a tough time economically when your lifestyle is getting better? So, are you buying into what the press is telling you?
No.
Absolutely not. So, creating your own reality is you take what's going on out there in the news and in the world and your community and you turn it into something that works for you. How many of you work with first-time homebuyers? That is a golden market. It's absolutely incredible. People now can buy a condo and pay less monthly than they're doing in rent and have a tax benefit. What a sweet market that is. You know, I know a lot of people down here in a two-bedroom apartment are spending $1,500, $1,800 a month. This is a great way for you to be able to help them figure out how they can get into properties in prices that were available 10 years ago. So this is that market where you have that 25, 35-year-old market that's had a really tough time qualifying for loans. So now you have the ability to figure out how to get them started in real estate. How many of you have ever heard of shared equity? Okay, three of you. Thank you. So there's a company out there that will actually match the monthly payments for 3 years. So if the payment's $3,000 a month, this company will pay $1,500 a month and split equity 50-50. Or they'll put 80% of the down payment on a property if a person's having a difficult time coming up with a down payment. Now, another way you can look at that is having a family member put the down payment, so if parents or relatives can come up with a down payment, and that will minimize the monthly payments that they have, you know, you can have them get into a property that they think might be otherwise a little difficult for them to qualify for. And all of you are aware of all the first-time homebuyer programs and the city programs that allow people to get into properties. I know there's one in Pleasant Hill that they actually put the $70,000 down on a property, and you don't have to pay it back as long as you stay in that house 10 years. You know, those are really great ways to get people started in real estate. So the first thing I wanted to talk about is your mission statement. And how many of you actually think about having a mission statement? It is so important for people to know what it is that drives you. So your mission in life, and people would say, why don't you tell everybody what your mission statement is?
My mission statement.
Uh-huh.
You asked me how many people think about it.
Oh, how many have a mission statement?
Thinking still, putting it together.
Andy, what's your?
My mission statement is to be able to provide services to anybody that needs them through education.
Okay, I would put empowering people through financial planning in that mission statement because when you put words that are action words, it actually makes people respond more to what you're talking about. So the first thing, if you look at the master plan on the mission statement, you have to know your product. The product itself is real estate, right? But is it really real estate? It's service, it's peace of mind, it's taking care of somebody's ability to live in an area that they really want, whether it's for the schools or because it's a comfortable neighborhood. I moved to San Ramon 2 years ago, and I can't believe that I didn't move there 15 years ago. I've been in the Bay Area for 31 years and lived in Walnut Creek, Lafayette, Orinda, the whole time except 2 years. And I've never lived in a place where things are so convenient. I don't care what I need, it's within 5 minutes of where I live. And wow, that just is so cool. So that's one of the things when you're doing your Q&A, you need to find out what's important to people. And that's part of your mission statement, is knowing what's important to your clients. And it's different for every client. Even people who have children have different priorities. It might be the school that has the best sports team or has music programs available. So find out and then include that as part of what you're doing. I find out what my clients want the most, and then I help them find those resources. So that's a great way of knowing what the benefit is for what it is that your product represents. So how does your product or service improve the customer's life? Right? So peace of mind. What other things would that help?
Building wealth,
long-time security. You know, real estate is like the stock market. You have to hang on to it. I am part of the Bay Area Forum, and how many of you have ever heard of that? All right, so this is the economic arm that drives what happens in the Bay Area. And Sunny McPeak actually started this probably about 15 years ago. And they do monthly surveys. And the reason I'm part of it is that I like knowing what's happening in the Bay Area. Did you know that we have 8 million people living in the Bay Area? Do you know in the last 14 months we've gained 1 million people? By the end of 2012, we'll have 12 million people living here. What does that mean for the real estate market? There you go. All right, so what does that mean? It means it's going to drive the price of real estate back up. This is the ideal time for people to be investing in real estate because we do not have enough homes for 12 million people. That's 50% more people than are here right now.
Bay Area Forum.
Bay Area Forum.
That's powerful to get that.
It's
awesome.
Amazing.
I don't know the 25,000 people.
Exactly.
The report I did in the last 2 days is that hotels have more people are leaving California than entering California.
Well,
I'm wondering if some people are shifting up from other parts of the state.
Right. So, how many people have been laid off in 2008? Anybody know the number? 2,144,000.
In the Bay Area?
In this country. How many people were laid off, lost their jobs at the dot-com bomb? 1,600,000. Wait a minute. We're in financial crisis when in California we lost 1,600,000 jobs at the dot-com bomb, when nationally we only lost 2,144,000 jobs in an entire year. See, the checks and balance don't work. When you listen to the news, it's all bad news because that's what sells. It's ridiculous that people buy into that. There are more companies funded every quarter for the last 6 quarters than at the height of the dot-com industry. At the height. Yes.
So are these statistics published somewhere?
The Bay Area Forum.
Oh, this is all on the Bay Area Forum website?
Yes.
Bay Area Forum.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So what you're saying?
Fort.
Fort. Okay.
Yes.
So you
can pick a forum? F-O-R-U-M. Forum.
Forum. Oh,
form.
A form.
So, you know, isn't it better to be aware of what's going on realistically? You know that you can call your librarian and get statistics on anything, anywhere, anytime. That's their job. They're there to work for you. So I don't believe that we're economically challenged in the Bay Area. Now, in Detroit, if they start closing down car manufacturers, you betcha they're going to be economically challenged. But one of the things back in North Carolina, a Japanese company went in and took over this plant that used to be a manufacturing plant, and they upgraded it, and they just added 3,800 jobs in Charlotte, North Carolina. One business. So it's the ingenuity. What did you mean? You don't have a
handout? It looks like everybody had one.
We want you to feel special. Okay, so you know your customer. Do you have a specific age customer that you're more comfortable working with? Know what that is. Now, this is what's really cool. I work with clients that are between the ages of 25 and 35. Every time you get specific, people can remember to refer you to how specific you are. I work with first-time home buyers. Be specific. And the more you can isolate it, the more you'll find that you have a niche. The more narrow your niche, the easier it is for you to develop a client base.
You're killing my niche right now, you know, because you're telling everybody what I'm doing.
But there's more than enough, and I want you to understand this. There's always more than enough. Always more than enough. Now, this is something I firmly believe. I started Elite Leads in 1991. I cannot believe it's been 17 years. I've known Andy, what, 8 years? About 8 years. Elite Leads has its own life. It's got its own momentum. So no matter what I do, it just keeps growing and growing and growing because my core belief is I share information. Like coming here and speaking to a group of realtors when I'm from San Ramon and I'm supposed to be in Oakland, because I know if out of this group, two of you, I can light the fire and have you have the best year you've ever had, then that is what you're going to pay forward. That's what everybody needs to be aware of. And that should be part of your mission statement. Giving back, sharing, making yourself available to other people. All of you have valuable information that you don't even realize the value of it, where someone else might know it, but they're not remembering or practicing your knowledge. And it's really cool to be brand new because you get to reinvent it. And I want you all to think about this. Every year, January, remember City Slicker? This is your do-over. Whatever happened last year, it's done. The door is closed. It's over. You get to reinvent yourself. You get to reinvent the year. That's what this is about. Look at your mission statement. Please answer these questions and write out a mission statement and be able to, like Andy, just say it off the top of your tongue. Just let it roll. So when you meet people, I'm special because I want to make sure that you get what you're looking for in real estate. I'm not like every other realtor out there because... Now, the funny thing is, years ago in Elite Leads, I used to tell people that the only people that came to Elite Leads were people that I liked. Because I wouldn't let someone join Elite Leads if I didn't like them. And people thought, number one, it was arrogant. And then they thought it was funny. And then I said, well, you know, basically, why would I work with somebody I don't enjoy being with?
Amen.
And because I'm an entrepreneur, I had those choices. How many of you had a corporate job? Do you remember having to work with people that you just couldn't look at? I mean, you know, your stress would just climb to skyrocket levels, and you'd walk away every day. I made myself so ill working in the corporate environment. My boss, Bob. I mean, all of you had one of these guys, right? Ride you for no good reason. You know, egos that are out of this world. So now that you're an entrepreneur, you get to control what's going on in your life. So take the time to figure out how to control it. Work with people that you enjoy. Have fun with people that you're working with. People enjoy doing business with people who are fun and interesting. You know, yesterday I was talking to somebody. I love to coach people on writing books. You know, I have 5 books. This was my first book, and honestly, I never would have written a book, but I wanted to be a keynote speaker at an event in Sacramento, and it was for entrepreneurs, and the organizer, Tom Chavez, says, what's your title of your book? And I said, oh, I don't have one. And he said, then you can't be a keynote speaker. And I said, well, when is the event? And he said, June 3rd. This was January 15th in 2000. I said, no problem, I'll have a book. I picked it up the day of the event. So I love to rise to the challenge. I love looking at things that push me forward, make me learn a little bit more. If you haven't done something new or interesting in the last year, make your bucket list. This is so cool. Make your bucket list of all the things, climbing the Himalayas, parachuting, bungee jumping. I don't know why anybody would do that, but some people think they would. Whatever it takes. But I want you to look at all the things on your list that you can accomplish. And you know, Annie doesn't really know so much about all the things that have happened in the last few years, but since Andy used to host our Elite League meetings previously, and I've had 5 books in the last 8 years. I have spoke on 4 cruises. I get to go on cruises free. I get to take someone with me. I have been in 7 countries. I have probably worked with about 1,500 people in the last 8 years, of which 90% are still in business. And I'm constantly challenging myself. I even make my own jewelry. That's my downtime. That's what I do to disengage because my mind's always running. So I want you to look at things that will make you figure out more of who you are. Have fun. Because this is something that people don't understand. I know all of you are busy. Is there anybody here that ever ends up on Sunday with more time than things to do? You do? You have more time on your hands than things that you could possibly do?
I mean, like, after open house and after
tea. Well, no. I mean, isn't there always, like, this whole list of things that you would like to do? Like, I'm really bizarre. I do my grocery shopping when nobody else is in the grocery store.
Nice.
Isn't that great? You know, why would you go at 6 o'clock when everybody else is there, right? So you think about these things that you can do to make it easier for you, and then you take and you isolate time so that you're doing things for yourself, because if you don't put back into yourself, you have nothing left to give. Do not allow a single week to go by that you don't take time out. So my manicurist, just this really sweet lady. She put both of her girls through college doing nails, which I think is amazing. And I asked her, you know, what she did for herself, because she works 6 days a week, and she works from 9 in the morning to 7 at night. She does all the cooking on Sunday so that they can, the rest of the family can just pop meals into the oven and have food. And I said, no more. Laundry all day Sunday, cooking all day Sunday. She has no downtime. I said, so now what you do, you've got girls in college, you're going to start teaching them to cook. You're going to teach your husband to put a load of laundry in on Monday. You know, 2 choices. I remember the woman who went on strike in San Ramon about 25 years ago, and she just let the laundry pile up until people, all the family were saying, I have nothing to wear. There's no washer. Right? Sometimes tough love. You've got to take care of yourself, because if you feel so stressed about having to do all these things just to survive in your life, you have nothing to give back. More heart attacks happen on Monday morning than 6.5 days a week combined. Imagine your heart attacking you because you're so stressed. It's up to you to take care of yourself. So at least once a week, I take a hour-long bath with Epsom bath salt, with a little bit of magnesium in the water, and it detoxes. And I love the idea of detoxing every week, because the air we breathe, the water we drink, the coffee I drink, everything adds to the toxins in my body, which slows me down physically. So think about the things that you can do to take care of yourself. The pocket business plan, did everybody get? So the pocket business plan is something that I designed. How many of you have a business plan? In writing?
Yes.
Writing? How often do you look at your Sandy?
I would think a monthly.
So I thought this was pretty cool. I know Jim Horan has the one-page business plan, which a lot of people really like. But for me, if you had 20 people in territory selling nuts and bolts to hardware store, the one-page business plan would be perfect for them. But I couldn't find a product that actually worked for entrepreneurs. So you can put this in your pocket. That's actually a jeans pocket. You can put this in your pocket, and when you look at it, there's a place for you to actually put your vision statement and your mission statement. And then what are the challenges? What are the problems that you're having this week? So this is just for your week. And then what do you think is the solution, or who can help you with the solution? You know what I found? People are so generous that if you ask for help, you're going to get the answers. So you have to learn to ask, don't you? Because a lot of times what happens is that we think we're the only ones having this challenge, and then we don't ask for help. So we're doing someone else a disfavor because we're not allowing them to share their knowledge. So remember to ask if you don't know something, or you don't know a particular person, or you're looking for some information. Ask for help. The backside of it is, how many of you have actually written out your USP, your unique selling proposition?
I have it.
Do you?
At some point.
All right, so this would be, you can actually, in fact, if you want, I will let you email me and I will send this to you in a Word doc. Sharon, S-H-A-R-Y-N, at Elite Leads, E-L-I-T-E, L-E-A-D-S, .com. And I'll send you the Word doc so you can update this on a regular basis. Now, the thing about looking at this, if you look at your mission statement, your vision statement, your unique selling proposition on a weekly basis, it makes you more focused, and it makes you exceptional. So if you're the only one doing this, then how many realtors are there in the Silicon Valley?
18,000.
Wow. Would this make you special? And I'm, you know, now think about, you really don't have competition. Have you ever gone to buy a car and you go to several different lots, even if they have the same car, because you're looking for the person you feel you can trust? That's what people are looking for in real estate. Looking at somebody they can relate to and they can trust, and someone that shows up. And I have to mention this here, because I think Ellen, you were mentioning there should be like 24 people here. Do what you say you're going to do. Under promise, over deliver. You've heard it again and again. It is your reputation, and no one but you can tarnish it. No one but you. Show up for what you say you're going to do. Be on time. Confirm all of your appointments. I find it amazing that you actually have to remind people when they say they're going to do something. But if you don't, 50% of the people you're supposed to meet don't show up, right? So you're doing yourself a favor by just looking a little more professional. Now, on the inside, what are your weekly financial goals? Now, this might be a little hard because you have to depend on other people to make decisions. But this is what I found out. Nationally, if you talk to 20 people, one person will be your client. How many people do you need to talk to get the amount of income that you want to have? Every business is a numbers game. I don't care what the business is. The worst one I've ever seen was a private detective agency. And they would do background checks for employers. They would find out what spouses were doing that they shouldn't do. They would actually research for companies when they were going to hire executives. And their number, using the yellow pages, which is the worst resource there is, 1 in 65. So if they did 65 dials, they got one client, which earned them $5,000. So if you know what your number is, you can control your income. So in real estate, let's say you go to a chamber mixer. How many of you actually go to chamber mixers? Okay, every one of you should go to at least one chamber mixer a month. I am not a big fan of chamber mixers because you're going to meet 20 other realtors, 15 mortgage brokers, 35 financial planners, 20 bankers, and maybe one person who might be your client. And everybody's trying to get that one person. But here's what happens. You walk up to another realtor, and you find out they're a realtor, and you go, oh, I'm a realtor, too. Good to see you. Oh, wait a minute. Do they do exactly what you do? Probably not. Maybe they have a different niche than you do. So it's the people that other people know. Every person knows 200 people if you meet them in the business community. So it might not be them, but it might be one of the 200 people that they know that could be your client. So if you look at how you get into the business community and get personal referrals, most of you by now, other than you, should have 50% of your business referred to you. If you don't, here's the rule of thumb. 35% of your time is in marketing. 35%. That means going to league meetings, chamber functions, organizations. If all of you went to an organization where you were the only realtor, the chances of you ending up with a client for going to something like that is much greater than if you go to a chamber function. It's the percentages, it's the odds. So there's 4,500 events that happen in the Bay Area every single month. You can pick and choose. Probably a third of them are here in the Silicon Valley. I don't think I've seen any of you at a Work-It event. Many of you ever been to a Work-It event? I think ever I met one realtor at a Work-It event. They have one this month, workit.com. All of you know that? South San Francisco? How far would you go for a client? The South San Francisco work? Okay. Thank you.
It doesn't matter where.
So when you say, no, I won't go a half an hour away from where I am, you never know where these other people. I mean, I just came from San Ramon. That's 50 miles. You never know where people are going to be from. You never know who their kids are, where they are, or other relatives.
I got off a plane in Rome, and the little lady that I helped carry her bag there was from my same sister. Crazy. You never know.
You absolutely never know. So when you go to events, you go with the idea that you're just going to meet 15 to 20 people. And of those people, you never know who's going to be your next client. So go with an open mind and enthusiasm. And I always ask people, how could I help you? What are you looking for? What's your biggest challenge? Where'd you get your last client? You know, start a conversation that's all about them. So your weekly marketing goals. So your weekly marketing goals have to coincide with what your financial goals are. How do you tie in the amount of marketing that you do to support the income that you want? One of my clients in Concord who's in real estate sells 10 homes a month. How many of you have sold 10 homes in a month? Do you know the saying? If it's been done, you can do it too. What would that mean to you to sell 10 homes a month? How would that change your life? How would it change the other people you know? See, about 2000, I went to this event in L.A., and it used to be called Income Builders International, IBI. Some of you might have heard of it, and it's now called CEO something. And Bernie Dorman, the founder, got up, and he said, how do you help poor people?
never be one of them. It's that simple. So if you have more than enough and you go out into the community with that attitude, how many people can you change? How many organizations can you impact? I create the most amazing programs for people to do fundraising, because how many of you support nonprofit organizations? Everyone should have your hand up. You should pick something. I don't care what it is. There's an organization for everything, and they all need help. But this is what I got tired of, people putting their hand out. All these nonprofits always have their hand out, and they give you nothing for it other than a tax write-off, which who cares, right? So I came up with this idea that the nonprofits needed to do an event that would bring people together that I want to meet. Right? So I found a person, and I said, I want you to do an event for this nonprofit, and this is the base that I want you to go for. These are the people who I want to attend. And I'll pay $100, and so will these other people, to show up in a room with other people who have the same mindset that I do. So the nonprofit ended up making $35,000 for one night, and we all got to meet people who were like-minded. Isn't that cool? But it's because I think that way, and because I believe I have an innate responsibility to my community, and my community happens to be the entire Bay Area. So now my long-term goal is to start a school down in Belize. The kids at risk, you have no idea how many kids there are out there living on the streets because of abused homes, being mistreated. Just unbelievable story. And the Rotary Clubs have this program where they actually work with abused children and kids at risk. So I found this school in Canada that has all their curriculum in multimedia. So math and science and history looks like Star Wars. So the kids get to learn so much more rapidly and retain it. And then what happens is in the afternoon there's this idea of doing all the alternative curriculum, so every child would have to learn plumbing and electricity and agriculture and horticulture and performing arts and cooking and sewing and everything. And then there's this process that is so amazing. It's called the neuro-anti-sabotage technique. We are all born perfect. That is a fact. Stanford studied 2,000 children. And out of these 2,000 children, 98% were born with a genius capacity. And it diminished 25% every 5 years until at 21, 2% were left. They found that the environment is what robs us of our genius capacity. So our family environment, our schools, our friends, our neighbors, the news, everything else. And this process, neuro-anti-sabotage technique, can remove every negative experience. So fear and anger and abandonment, everything is gone, slate's wiped clean. So these kids will have a brand new reference, clean. So that school is called UBU, the Ultimate Business University. And I just found 120 acres in Belize, and that's where I'm going to put the school. Because I figure the kids can't hop the fence and go home. What is it that drives you? What inspires you? Make sure that it's part of your weekly plan. So when you're looking at ways that you can use your unique selling proposition, or what are your marketing accomplishments, how many of you just celebrate your accomplishments? Okay, it could be a trip, a glass of wine, it could be, I actually buy rings. I always buy rings that are celebrate a specific accomplishment, right? So depending on the accomplishment, I would spend that percentage on a new ring. It's pretty cool. I had a special jewelry box made. It has rows and rows and rows and rows. So I have my gold and my silver, and I have them by ruby or emerald or diamonds, or I have each row a different stone, so that I have rings that go with everything.
And you remember something wonderful.
Every time, this was when I got my pilot's license. Right? It's a celebration on a continuing basis. Because the more we focus on what we accomplish, the more we accomplish. The law of attraction is what you focus on is what you get. So if you're focusing on, I only had 3 home sales last year and things are really tight, you get more things are really tight. So to be in gratitude and to really focus on the things that are working for you and to stay positive. Now, this is a hard thing. I have a friend who started out as a client 3 years ago, and he went through a divorce a year ago. He fell madly in love, and that relationship completely fell apart within 10 months. And all he could talk about was his bad experience. And after a month, you know, it was just like, oh, my God. Finally, I said, you know, I think I need to set some ground rules here. I've heard the same thing every day for 3 weeks. So unless there's something I can do about it, don't tell me. And write it down and see what you can do about it. Because if you start focusing on what you want your life to be rather than what wasn't working for you, you'll see that there'll be a change in your attitude. So 2 weeks later, he has a brand new business, and he called me all excited this morning because he got his new logo, and the business cards will be by next Monday. He'll get his new business card. His website will be up next week, and he's starting a brand new life with lots of enthusiasm. And yes, it still hurts that the relationship didn't work the way he wanted, but you know, life happens. And one of the things that I told him is that, you know, when you're in the, like, that deepest level of what is going on, that I can't get this to happen and this isn't working for me, you know what that really is? It's your opportunity to change what you're doing. It's a gift. Because when things are working really well, you're doing everything the way you're supposed to. But when you're faced with challenges, this is an opportunity for you to look at what you can change in your life. And if you just embrace the difficulty, then you'll end up with more difficulty. If you're grateful for the opportunity to look at changes, then you will see all these changes unfold naturally in front of you. That's what Create Your Own Reality is about. So I cut this finger in 1991. The doctor gave me a tetanus shot with an antibiotic that caused Epstein-Barr virus. They told me 5 times in 12 years I had less than 6 months to live. And I said, obviously, you don't know what you're talking about. Because I would go out and I would find a resource that would get my kidneys functioning again when they failed, when I had a heart attack, when I had breast cancer, when I had liver failure 4.5 years ago. I found a resource to make everything in my body work better than it ever did. That's what Create Your Own Reality is about. If it's not working, it's up to you to find an answer. What is it that you need to learn from the experience? So, you know, despite what everybody thinks, we are not put on this earth to work. In Europe, they work so they can live the lifestyle they choose. Here in the United States, and especially in the Silicon Valley, people actually live to work. There has to be a dividing factor in your life. What is it that you're working for? What is it that makes you enthused about what you're doing so that every day you feel that joy, that you have the life that you want? Because you're the one in control. No one else is. I don't care what the news says. I don't care what you hear about the economy. You choose your reality. You choose where you're thinking and what you attract. Do you think that somebody goes around and say, okay, there's a recession, and somebody scoops up all the money and they just hide it until somebody comes out and says, okay, the recession's over? Still out there. You just have to put yourself wherever that money is. See, and I believe that it's important for you to share your knowledge. Everybody, I think, has
the story. And I honestly didn't believe I would ever write a book. I was told in 1991 that I would, but I said no. Didn't want to do that. I want you to put your business cards in here, and I'm going to challenge you. How many of you do speaking right now? Every one of you. Speaking, anywhere, speaking. Every one of you develop your top 10 talking points. It's not an infomercial. It is educational entertainment. Edutainment. Right? So what you do is you go out into the business community and you become known because you're the person delivering information that's helpful. There's probably 200 service organizations. We call it the animal service, right? So it's the Lions and the Kiwanis and the Rotary. You go out to these service organizations and you get your stick. You get your timing like a comic, right? And you start having your story. So you write out your story, and you can customize your little story to fit any environment. So when I talk about this man who worked two jobs for 30 years, never had any money, his kids had one outfit to go through school, one pair of shoes the entire school year. He worked so hard that he was never able to attend any of his son's sports events, never saw his daughters do any recitals. He finally retired at 67 years old. He moved back to the hometown that he grew up in San Antonio, bought a brand new house. Okay, they sold the house in California for $185,000. Bought a 2,800 square foot brand new custom home in San Antonio in 1991 for $90,000. Pay cash. Thank you. It was a gorgeous house. 6 days after he moved into the house, he had a massive heart attack, and he didn't make it. That was my dad. He had no idea who I was until he was 60. What is it that you want your family to remember you about? How do you show up for the people who love you? See, that's one of my stories that I can make it fit in any environment where I'm speaking. You can take any experience that you have, like my experience of getting my pilot's license, and the reason I did is I was terrified of flying. And that's how I do everything in life. My biggest fear is I just go out and I hit them head on. I challenge them because I figure I wouldn't be afraid unless I needed to learn something. And isn't that a better way to live than just saying, okay, I'm afraid of that and I'm just going to walk away? So think about your stories and your experiences, because one of the things I want to do, I made this really cool, I think it's cool, it's a speaker's journal, and I hand make this book. And I researched people like Plato and Socrates and famous philosophers, Norman Vincent Peale, about what they had to say about speaking. And so this speaking journal is to remind you to get out there and start speaking in the community and then record what your experiences are. I have journals for everything. I have a success journal. So I have an Excel spreadsheet that everything that I accomplish is in that Excel spreadsheet. So when I'm going back and I'm looking at last year and there's 147 entries for last year of personal successes, that's why I accomplish what I do, because I'm aware all the time. I know what it is. Like I was talking to one of my clients on the way here and he called me and I said, gosh, I was just thinking of you. Thank you for saving me the time of calling you. Well, that happens to me 10 times a month, where I'll be thinking of somebody and all of a sudden they'll show up or they'll call me or they'll email me. Even if I haven't seen them, one lady, 20 years, I hadn't seen her. And I was in Lafayette at a Starbucks. And I thought, what would ever happen to Tanya Wright? 5 minutes later, there she is standing in the doorway. Because I am so focused. I'm so clear of what my direction is. So the time management sheet that I put here, this is something they actually use at Dun & Bradstreet. They came out here and interviewed me, and they took my time management module, and they used it for their entire staff back in New Jersey. Because this is so simple, it's an extension of the pocket business plan. So this is how you use this. You create the things that you need to do. And again, if you would like a copy of this, just email me and I'll send you a copy in Excel so that you can create your own and then print it out every month. So this goes under my keyboard. And when I accomplish my task, and I have everything that I do. So whether it's backing up my computer files, doing an inventory check, this is mine. Right? So it's got everything that I have to do every month. Because I have ADD, extreme, I have to have systems that keep me on track. And I think it's really cool because if I didn't have ADD, I wouldn't create all these systems. And these systems save me so much time that I can accomplish more than most two people do in a week. So create systems that work for you. And I don't care what the system is. If you can use a Palm, I can't. Right? I just forget to look at it. It doesn't do me any good to put appointments in the Palm because I never pay attention. Right? I've gotten used to putting appointments in Outlook, but I have to put them on the day and then the day before. And it's the only way it'll work for me because then it gives me a notice. I don't care what system you create. A lot of people are going back to the Franklin Covey, the printed version of the daytimer, because people need to see the tactile version. There you go. If you have to have whatever works for you, and this is how you figure it out. Some people are audio, so you might need a reminder that's an audio, and you can get many systems that will do that. Some people are visual, and you need to see it. You need to touch it if you're tactile. Know what you respond to. And then it doesn't matter what anybody else says. Just do what you're comfortable with as long as it works. Because the person who has the most productivity on a weekly basis is the person who gets to play the most. Right? Life is about playing, about enjoying your life. I read, not online. Can't read that. She's saying she's reading this online, and it just, I guess, it's just too much for me to look online and read. Can you say it was an age thing? I'm not so sure it is.
I think it's because people, younger people, that's how
they grew up with
things. It. Yeah, we were doing books and stuff like that, but they learned how to do it.
So I wasn't going to mention this, but I have just a couple of minutes, and I want to make sure that that I cover all the bases here. How many of you are on Facebook? Okay, so in December, in May, I had 4 friends on Facebook. By December, I had 4,300 friends. Right? I'm hooked on Facebook. I have more speaking engagements booked around the world because of Facebook than all the income I made last year, and I've got these committed already. I'm hooked on Facebook. Then they disabled me. I have no idea why. So I had to start over 2 weeks ago, and I already have 1,200 friends. So I only pick people for friends, not the lady with the cat face, and you know, not the guy that, you know, I mean, there are just some really funny people on there. I'm sorry. I'm looking for business people. I'm looking for professional contact. You can make a group on Facebook. Have you done that, Andy? So you can start doing teleseminars.
How do you, I would say it's also business connection, right? How do we kind of advertise it, or how do we
No, you don't advertise, but there's a product that I'm creating to teach people how to use social media because, you know, I literally have about $75,000 committed in speaking engagements this year just from Facebook, but I'm not promoting myself as a speaker. I have an interview that I'm scheduling, I think, next week from somebody that just went through my profile, and she said, I've got an interview with you on my radio show.
If you go to createyours and the number 2.com, I have 12 interviews on there. 9 of them came from Facebook since June. Spain, England, Canada, and the rest are from the United States. Because you can put requests up there on the top identification of what you're doing. If you go to mine, yeah, I'm actually doing a teleseminar on Friday morning that I'm interviewing the first company that ever started self-publishing. So the founder of that company, I'm interviewing them at 10 o'clock, and it's a free teleseminar. So here's the cool thing. You can actually create a local client base based on doing free teleseminars by educating people about the real estate market, having your top 10 talking points, and getting people to recognize your name. So that's what's important about social networking. Well, how do you get people to go to your blog? You need new people to go to your blog. It's all about driving traffic to your blog, right? So in May, EliteLeads.com is actually one of the oldest business sites out there. I started it in 1995, which is like the month in August, I think, that they allowed business people to have a website. And in May, it was at 7,770,000 on Alexa ranking. Today, it's at 660,000. And it's from all of the social networking that I'm doing. I'm on MySpace, YouTube. I use Twitter. You know, I'm getting my name out there all over the place. I don't care for LinkedIn. It's really a techie site. And I've never really had anybody respond to me on LinkedIn. If you're techie and you're in groups, you can have a lot of response, but I personally haven't had any results from that. If you Google Sharon Abbott, there's 1,750,000 results on my name. Don't use quotes. In March last year, it was 90,000. All right, it just raises my credibility. And it's one of the reasons that I got all these speaking engagements from Facebook, is people Google my name and they go, oh my gosh, you're everywhere. So think about the ways that you can stand out and be the expert. And then start writing your stories. And then this is one of the other handouts. I love to show people how to actually get their books published, independent publishing. When I sell my books, my profit is $17 per book. If you buy a book at Barnes & Noble, or if you buy it online at Amazon, the author gets 50 cents to a dollar tops. And I want to show people how this is actually an income stream. So my new book, which I was speaking on Saturday, I ran out of books. I can't believe it. So I didn't bring the new book, Create Your Own Reality. But I get $20 profit per book. And I've sold 2,000 books since June. That's a nice extra income, right? So it's a great way, when I'm speaking and people see that I have a book, now imagine being a realtor and you're out in the business community and you're the only one that has a book. What's the difference? It's your credibility, your expertise. So I just want to challenge all of you, and I did create a program that I'm really excited about. It's called Just Over Broke Syndrome. If you know of anybody who's struggling with not finding a job, that they don't know what they can do, I created a program to help people figure out what their personality is, combine it with their innate skills so they can find the perfect business and typically start this business under $1,500, make more than $50,000 their first year. So what's their marketing plan? Who do they get referrals from? So it's a complete guide for starting their business. And I'm just really determined to get people to stop going back, getting a job and getting laid off time and time again, because it wreaks havoc with families. So, you know, be a part of the solution and find resources. If you do not know where something is that you need, ask for resources help. So, I have a number of bookmarks that I create. One is 7 Techniques to Thrive in Any Economy, and each one of you should take one of these. And there's one that I really love. It's called Rules to Live Your Life. I give people more than they expect and do it cheerfully. So I made a bunch more. They're just bookmarks. But I really believe in looking at things that are positive influences. And this is from my new book. It's called Create Your Own Reality, and it's different rules. And the funny thing is, like, we reached the moon and came back, but we find it troublesome to cross our own street and meet our neighbors. And then the website. And then I actually have free downloadable MP3 files and ebooks on all the sites. So if you go to those sites, there's just lots of information to help you stay on track. So I think my time's up. So if Ellen, if you'd come up and draw a card, I'd like to, and this is a challenge for the person who wins it, to be able to start speaking in the business community.
Oh, boy.
What do we have? Mark?
Mark?
Oh, very good.
Okay.
Thank you. Great. So, questions? Did you have any questions?
I'm curious about that one, this that you were talking about as far as the job situation. What is that? Is that a class or is it a CD? Or?
It's actually an e-book.
Oh, it's an e-book.
Right. So, do you think trees. It's a 350-page ebook.
So that's the thing with reading on the screen.
Or you can print it out in sections when you find something. So it's everything from construction to home-based business to sales. MLMs that actually work. Just all kinds of different businesses. Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to complete the neo-sabotage.
Neuro-anti-sabotage technique.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to go ahead and close the meeting. And if anybody else wants to say afterwards to speak with Sharon, you're welcome to do that. But I think this is time.